comments and views coming into us in the programme. We were talking about Belfast and the trouble they're in. And I mentioned the fact that many decades ago, it was Catholics being burned out of their homes in Northern Ireland. Last night, it was migrant families. Let's go back to 1969 and this report from RTE.
Voluntary workers say that about 65 Catholic families have left their homes and probably 17 Protestant families. The barriers are down now in Hooker Street. Windows are being repaired in Unity Place flats. The pathetic belongings have been brought to the meal centre here in Butler Street. Families sleep in the hall at night, and furniture which was left in the abandoned houses is said to have been destroyed. And of course, the squatters have moved in immediately. This morning I spoke to Mr. Joe Hughes of the Ardyne Citizens Action Committee and asked him what the committee has been doing here for the last few days.
Well, we're talking about families, threatened families from threatened areas, bringing their furniture over here in the meal centre.
How many families have been involved approximately?
Oh, 65.
What happened to the houses that these people have had to leave?
Well, they've been occupied by Protestant families. The Protestant families have moved down and taken these houses over. And a large number of kids, the furniture in these houses have been destroyed. We had two incidents. Wall-to-wall carving has been ripped. Suites of furniture have been ripped. Furniture thrown into entries and burnt.
Mr. McClelland, you've had to leave your house in Bray Street. What happened?
Well, on Monday night this week, a gang came to the door and attacked it with various weapons, hammers, hatchets, and such like things. I went out and saw it like some protection from the police. Well, after a while, they eventually sent two jeeps down and dispersed this crowd. And then the next day, I moved out. I had much choice.
Have you been rehoused since?
Well, not yet. The Citizens Action Committee here is working on that. I own the property, like, and I don't know if there's people have squatted in it. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen. There you go. That was 1969, believe it or not. Not today or yesterday. And that was the Ardoyne area of Belfast. 62 Catholic families, 65 Catholic families in relation to that. 17 Protestant families directly affected by the violence. They were trying to use a community centre in Butler Street. They used at the time to store their furniture and belongings safely. Protestant families moved into their areas, took over those houses, and wall-to-wall carpeting ripped, suites of furniture ripped, furniture thrown to the windows and burnt in those homes. Bray Street attacked by a gang armed with hammers and hatchets, and all of those sort of things. And you heard the voices there, some of the people. That is a news report broadcast on RTE News on the 6th of August, 1969. John Howard was the reporter involved. And fast forward the decades later to 2026, and migrant families burnt out of areas where they live because of one attack. If you have a view for us on it, get in touch with us on the programme on 066-7123-666. You can text on WhatsApp us on that number if you have a view on history rhyming in relation to that. With me in the line to talk about what is happening in Belfast, what happened last night, what the response will be today, is Belfast City Council SDLP Councillor Seamus de Freitas. Seamus, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. It was a terrible night last night to see that image again of families having to flee their homes.
Yes, a really distressing night for our city, and sadly, you know, this is the third summer in a row where we've had difficulties like this in Belfast. And you know, look, there has been a really kind of widespread condemnation of this behaviour. Families being forced out of their homes, being attacked, businesses being destroyed, or you know, buses being attacked. This is totally unacceptable. And of course it comes, you know, with a backdrop of just the kind of horror and revulsion that everybody is feeling in relation to the attack that took place in North Belfast. But the important thing now is that the justice system actually takes its course. And what we want as a city is peace. We want people to be able to live at peace in their local neighbourhoods.
And unfortunately, that's not the case here. All it takes is one incident and then the stoking up of that incident on social media, and all of a sudden you've got that level of violence in the streets.
Well, look, it's very clear, I suppose, this is similar to some of the things that we've seen in Dublin and other places.
Yeah.
And I suppose for your listeners' benefit, I would say I lived in Dublin for 10 years, so I have experience of both living in the north and the south. There are people who will deliberately try to stoke up tension when these things happen. I think the added challenge now is that that's added to by politicians in Britain, like Nigel Farage, who are intent to use that for electoral purposes. And then people like Elon Musk, who frankly probably couldn't point Belfast out on a map, never mind have any interest in what's in the best interests of people living in the city, but are happy to weigh in when it comes to creating division and chaos and mayhem. And that's what they've done in this circumstance.
Yeah, and is that an element of out of this? I know you've just been in a briefing about it. Is that an element out of this that more action needs to be taken on the likes of Elon Musk, who's using his position for his own political ends, stoking up and amplifying tensions, not caring? He doesn't live in Northern Ireland. He's not worried about being burned out of his home, but feels that he needs to try and whip things up. That the governments of the European Union, the British government, the Irish government, need to get tougher on this sort of interaction from someone like that, rich and all as he is.
I think we are coming into a reckoning point in terms of, you know, the power of social media and its ability to spread misinformation and disinformation and frankly lies. I mean, you know, there's an old saying in Belfast that a lie is halfway around the world by the time the truth is tied to shoes. And, you know, there is a real problem here in stuff being spread that isn't true. I'm all up for debate. I enjoy debate. I enjoy people being able to have differing opinions and, you know, fight them out properly and in a way that is honourable. But I think it's very clear that what we're seeing in this circumstance, as we've seen in other instances over the last couple of years, is that stuff is being used to spread lies. I mean, you know, I've seen people who are not based in Belfast posting stuff on social media about protests that are happening, and they're not. People are not at those locations that they're talking about. They're resharing old videos from previous instances of riots. They're sharing stuff that's not even from Belfast and saying that it is. And that's deeply problematic because it is, you know, there's an intent behind that. It's designed to whip up fear and it's designed to divide people. And, you know, unfortunately, in this circumstance, it is working. And we all have an effort now to make sure that we push back against that in Belfast. And I'm thinking in particular for your listeners who may be coming to the city for the FLA.
Yeah, in August of this year. In August. Yeah.
I mean, I was at Fla Cuilna Héireann in Wexford, and I mean, what a wonderful occasion, what a wonderful event. And I want to stress to your listeners, Belfast is a safe city. It is an enjoyable place to come and visit and to stay. And for anybody who is coming for the Fla and maybe has second thoughts today because of what has happened overnight or in the last 48 hours, I would say, you know, we are going to put on an incredible Belfast welcome over the course of the week that the FLA is here. So please do come to Belfast and come and enjoy yourself and see what we have to offer as a really great city.
Indeed, that's an important message to get out there. Are there concerns that there would be more violence tonight? And what will the response to that be, Seamus?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that is a risk, and that's one that we're going to have to keep on top of over the coming hours. And obviously, as you know, going back to that issue around social media, there is a likelihood that there'll be some people trying to stoke this to continue on trouble.
Yeah. Is there a danger as well this will be used to ratchet up the talk of the need for border control and a hard border because the suspect came to the north from the Republic? Some commentators have been stoking that up online as well, and that would obviously have serious concerns for the people of both North and the Republic.
Well, the DUP and hardline unionism tried to use Brexit as an opportunity to erode the kind of soft border that we had created on this island by virtue of the Good Friday Agreement, and they wanted to create a hard border. They were told at every turn that practically it is impossible to do, and there's no possible way to get around that. I mean, my own view on this is that the proper approach actually is to try and do, to try and create a new Ireland. I mean, if we want to have the proper control over policies right across this island and cooperation, people working together to build the best country that we possibly can, then we should be doing that together and not trying to put an artificial border down the island of Ireland. We unravelled all of that with the Good Friday Agreement and made sure that there wasn't a hard border, and that allowed us to move forward towards peace and people being able to work in partnership together. My view is that the next stage of that is preparing for a referendum and actually, you know, writing the first few pages of a new state.
Does that state take a step backwards last night, though, when it came to the divisions that are there?
I don't think so, and part of the reason why I don't think so is that people in Belfast and the North in general will look at the politics of Britain and they will...
Sorry, Seamus, can you hear me okay? We just lost you for a few seconds there. Can you hear me okay now? Okay, I think we're losing connection with Seamus de Fuerte there, the councillor at the SDLP. We're going to try and get him back on the line if we can, just to answer that important question. If you have a view on what happened and what it says about Northern Ireland, and that point wasn't lost on me, the Fianna hearing starts in Belfast in early August, and I imagine this obviously would not be the best image, this happening in June. Very often there can be trouble sometimes in July. Seamus, yeah, just sorry, we lost you for a second there. Just that question about, you know, where does this leave last night's violence, the idea of a united Ireland or united communities sharing this island? Did that take a step backwards?
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So, look, I think people in the North will be looking at the politics of Britain. Keir Starmer, who has been another disappointment, frankly, and Nigel Farage, who people in the North do not want to be governed by. We don't want our destiny and our fate to be controlled by this guy who is just an utter charlatan. And I think that will spur people, particularly in the middle ground, people who maybe don't have a firm position on the concept of a new Ireland or Irish unity, to be moved, you know, to move the dial further. I'm having those conversations on a daily basis. The area that I represent includes parts of East Belfast, which traditionally would have been seen as a very unionist part of the city. And yet, increasingly, I'm engaging in those conversations on a daily basis with people saying, we're up for this now.
They're thinking twice. They're saying, look, given the kind of, well, I suppose what you call it, the chaos of the last 10 years in terms of the number of different British prime ministers that have been, how they've treated Northern Ireland, I'm thinking of Boris Johnson and others, with neglect and disregard to a large extent, that will convince people that we maybe need to change course.
And on top of that, I mean, for the first time ever, you have a First Minister in Scotland from the Scottish Nationalist Party and a First Minister in Wales from Plaid Cymru. It's hard to see a future for the United Kingdom and its constituent parts are continuing to drift further and further away from, you know, from Westminster. So, I mean, I think the die is cast on that one, and it is about how we work it and make it happen. And I would encourage your listeners and politicians in the South to be engaged in that conversation. And it's not about a single issue, but instead to think of things like our health services and our education services. How can they work better together across the island? You know, Irish unity is not a single issue. It is every issue.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay, Seamus, well, hopefully things will be calmed down. We will see, obviously, what happens at court today in terms of that terrible attack and how and why it happened. So that will all play out over the course of the day. But I imagine the authorities and yourselves will continue to appeal for calm.
Of course. And our thoughts are with the victim and his family.
Indeed. Okay, Seamus, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us on the programme. That's Councillor Seamus de Fuerte, Belfast City Council, SDLP councillor, talking about the concerns about what happened in Belfast, how it spread, how it was allowed to spread, how it was stoked online, on social media, and all of those things, how they're trying to grapple with that in Northern Ireland. Not unique to Northern Ireland, of course. We had our own trouble in Dublin, the Dublin riots of a number of years ago, which again were stoked by online activists and grifters and misinformation spreaders too. If you have a view on any of that, get in touch with us on the programme.